You are listening to TASBOcast, the official podcast for the Texas Association of School Business Officials. We are the trusted resource for school finance and operations. Welcome to TASBOcast. My name is Tom Greer with TASBO. Today I have Board Officers Julie Novak from Fort Sam Houston ISD and Daryl Dodds from Midland ISD. Welcome.
We're happy to be here.
Yes, great to be here, Tom.
All right, so it looks like both of you guys are in the office today. We're recording on Zoom. How are things going in your district?
Well, our teachers came back a week and a half ago. One of the things we talked about with our superintendent is we had been in and out of the office all summer long. So we understood the nervousness of our teachers who had not been here since March. But overall, it's been good. Most teachers have been coming. We allowed them to work remotely this first 2 weeks if they needed to. But we've been happy to see most of them back in the building. So we're starting to get a little bit of energy. This morning, our elementary school, they were doing a drive-through pickup for supplies. So you can see that the excitement starting to build within the district, even though we're going to start virtual in just a few days. Everybody's excited about a new school year starting.
All right, Daryl.
And that's, we have been remote until August 3rd. We were all brought back into the central office here because we were bringing our staff back also on the campuses. So we have all been back since August 3rd and has worked very well, just maintaining our distance and remembering our mask as we get up from our desk or if somebody walks into your office grabbing a mask and putting it on. But it's worked very well.
Daryl, it sounds like Halloween.
Yes, it does. It does. You know, I still worry, you know, because when I walk into businesses and different things and I have my cowboy hat on and I have my mask on and glasses, you know, people get this strange look in their eyes as I walk into the grocery store or something like that. But it's worked very well. We have tried to make sure we still have a few that are alternating in and out that may be sharing an office space. So we are just trying to maintain that. Our teachers have been back. In fact, they're going through our beginning teacher training, Elevates, what we call it here at Midland ISD, and have some keynote speakers. And then they break off into their virtual classrooms and just getting ready, trying to get everything ready. We always have last minute things, and it seems like we've got about 50 of those, trying to get those ready. But it's going pretty well. Teams have worked extremely hard to try to get ready for students on the 19th.
Well, that's great. It sounds like both of you guys seem upbeat, you know, to the beginning of the school year. If you recall, our summer conference was virtual. It did not take place in Galveston in June, unfortunately, at the beach, which would have been great. But our keynote speaker, Clint Swindoll, did such a great job, and he was talking about the power of a positive mindset, which is so important these days. Talk about why that's important to come to a difficult situation with a good mindset from the get-go, and it's tough.
It is tough, and I've heard Clint several times, and Clint is one person. Even if I hear him tell the same story a second time, he always makes me feel good in the end. So he's just got, there's just something about Clint that will help you see the positive side of him. I think that was a particularly needed message right now. You know, last summer we said was very tough because we were going through all the changes with House Bill 3. And so now with COVID, what I've jokingly said to several people is I would trade one COVID summer for 10 House Bill 3 summers. So going back and thinking about Clint's message and just always trying to find something positive. Here at Fort Sam, our superintendent has been good about that. When we have cabinet meetings, you know, around the room and, you know, basically, you know, as Clint says, tell me something good. you know, and as long as we can start the day with that, or throughout the day when something starts to get us down, you know, when TEA comes out with one more change and then one more change, you know, how are we going to make it best? Because at the end of the day, it is about taking care of our kids and taking care of our staff members. So as long as we can keep the focus on that, we'll be okay. And we'll find lots of things to say something good about.
Julie, just a follow-up question. I know you've taken advantage of some of the private group trainings, building teams, and tell us which ones you had worked with your team on, and why that's important. Because, you know, one thing is a lot of school districts and employers have a lot of diverse employees, a lot of different interests, energy levels. But why is it important to actually have a structured team training, and how was your experience?
Last summer, we had TASBO come in and do True Colors training. And we started off with our leadership team. One of our campuses did it for all staff. And then we brought it in for all of our operations staff, child nutrition, transportation, and facilities. And the True Colors, even today, I hear people talk about, you know, well, I got to remember, you know, this person was blue or green, and I'm gold. So how does that work? And I think the thing that because of COVID, so our plan last fall, that TASBO come in and do the Orange Frog training. So we're still hoping to do that, you know, once we get through all of this. But we saw a great benefit from doing some of that team building training last summer. And I know some of those ideas are still carrying through right now. So we're looking forward to when we get past COVID and getting that started again, because, you know, staff come and go. So there, you know, we have staff members who didn't go through True Colors. And we know by the time we get to being able to do something like Orange Frog, you know, we'll have, you know, maybe 25-30% new staff members that we all need to get to know better.
And the Orange Frog is very topical these days, because it talks about the power of positive psychology in both in the individual and creating a culture. But so Daryl, getting to that point, what are some surprising positives in our current situation? And feel free to, you know, talk about, you know, your thoughts on the keynote speaker, Clint Swindoll, as well.
Well, I'll start with Clint first. Clint is probably one of my favorite keynote speakers. He just seems to connect with the positivity and everything that he talks about. I try to, you know, wake up in the morning, be in a good mood, you know, even if I don't feel the greatest, be in a good mood and not bring anything negative to the office, because you always have all different types of people in an office. And if they see positivity through you and that you're always looking to better and get better, then I think it really goes through your staff and different things like that. Tell me something good. When I first heard that several years ago when I was at Alpine, that was one of the things. And I had teachers, and I talked about that in convocation, and had teachers, you know, come up to me after that or, you know, months later, tell me something good, you know. So it it is something that I truly have enjoyed his messages, and even listened to his podcast that he does. But and his Champagne Fridays, we've always fail to celebrate things that have happened in either an apartment or what is happening in the classroom and what is happening, that type of deal. And sometimes you need to take 2-3 minutes and just say, let's celebrate for just a few minutes. So I've always enjoyed his messages. Did not like that we had to go virtual for summer conference. Was really looking forward to that, seeing everybody down there. My wife was extremely mad because she was wanting to get to go back through the Moody Gardens and all that type of stuff. But she would tell me everything she did last time we were there. And I was going, they have that? I was in this. I didn't get to go do hardly anything. But anyway, I do think that TASBO did an excellent job in their virtual training and their keynote speaker in setting a pace that we probably needed that message during the summer. Some of the positives, I think just how fast we've been able to flip the switch. A lot of times we plan all year for the next year. And most of us within a week or two had totally flipped what we had planned all year long and was able to just jump on Google Classroom and start doing Google Classroom with our students and trying to reconnect after spring break, and they were gone, and some people were stuck different places and different things, and being able to do that and just within a 2 week time really just change everything that you had planned for that whole rest of that year. So I think that was, you know, teachers, principals, finance, HR, the whole staff just had to just stop and all right, here we go, you know, and be able to do that. It was amazing throughout the state, throughout all the school districts, providing meals, being able to do that for your community and actually seeing how fast, you know, things changed and what kind of waivers were being able to come down through the pike and things that, you know, TEA to me has flipped the switch on being able to stand things up and really fight and really do what's right for the school children of Texas. And I mean, not that they haven't done it before, but looking at their COVID website and all the things that they've been able to do. And I've talked to a lot of the finance people there just saying, thanks for everything that you're doing, because it has been truly amazing what has gone on. And just pulling the school districts into the 21st century with technology. We've always used it as a tool, but now it is a bigger tool. And I think being able to show teachers and you know, old guys like me, you know, how much technologies can affect and be able to be used and all those things that we've been able to do since COVID hit and coronavirus and all these different things. I just think it's just been amazing what our school districts have been able to pull off and do for our students.
And Julie, do you have any surprising positives that just came out of the blue that you didn't expect back in March?
Two things come to mind. One is kind of on the social emotional side, seeing how truly resilient our staff is. Everybody's had, you know, the whole COVID situation has put a lot of stress on everybody. You know, we couldn't get together and have birthday lunches and those kind of things. And then, you know, within my family, within several of my staff members' families, you know, we've dealt with some deaths and those kind of things. That were difficult because we couldn't do the normal types of things we would do for weddings or funerals or any of that. But at the end of the day, what I can say is all of our staff members were truly resilient and still took care of our kids. And while I knew that they always were that way, it has been very reassuring to see, even when the times get really, really tough, you know, that this is something none of us have seen in our lifetimes. It's been 100 years since there's been a pandemic. So none of us have anybody to talk to say, hey, how was, you know, when we talk about the depression and those kind of things, there are still people you could reach out and say, what was it like? Well, we don't have that with this. So seeing the resiliency with everybody has definitely been a positive. On the technical side, I think we've all gotten better at using Google Meet and Business Teams and Zoom. And it wasn't, we were forced into it. But again, going back to the resiliency, we said, hey, this is how we're going to get business done. And that's one thing I've been proud of is school districts, whether it's on the instructional side or on the operational side, we've still taken care of business. The kids have been received instruction. They've been fed. And on the business side, you know, everybody still got their paychecks. We got budgets adopted. And so it's just all, you know, as Daryl said, it's in some ways it's been seamless. We've just continued to take care of business.
That's great. Okay, I'm going to switch gears.
I have one other thing, Tom, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
You know, one of the things that we did a student focus group. And so I was able to actually sit and talk to students. and this was just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, when I was going to school and probably last year when they were coming to school, everybody was dreading school. They was going, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. The students that I talked to, they are ready. They want to come back. You know, I had one that even said, I am not a people person. I thought sitting at home was going to be great. I am so ready to get back. I found out that I do need that social interaction with other students and different things, and being able to sit and talk to a teacher or being able to ask a question that way. And so, you know, when your students are that hungry to want to come back, you know, you really see the mental and the social lacking that is happening with what is going on and mm-hmm. get out of touch with different things. And so it's something that, you know, as school districts, you're really fighting to bring people back, but you want to do it in a really safe way. And hopefully we can do that.
Right. All right. But switching gears now, and it's also related because for years, TASPO affiliates have gotten an opportunity to meet locally. Both of you have been heavily involved in affiliates, and I believe both have been presidents of local TASPO affiliates. Tell us about the importance that these affiliates play in connecting TASPO members.
So the Alamo area affiliate just had its first meeting yesterday for the new school year, and it was done via Zoom. And we still continue to have a CEU topic, which is always very popular. Our August meeting is when we elect officers. So I really, my hat is off to the officer team this year at Alamo area, because they were totally prepared for the officer nominations because we had to have elections. And so they had Google Forms ready to go. And as always, there was a glitch here or there. But for the most part, they got business done. And I think getting to see people that we normally don't see, because our affiliates, you know, they're people who a lot of times may not be able to go to annual conference or summer conference. So we had over 60 people on the Zoom meet. So it was great seeing everybody, you know, getting connected and ready to start the school year and sharing ideas. So the affiliates at the grassroots levels is very important for us. And I'm glad to see that we're still continuing that even in what we're dealing with today.
That's great. Daryl?
Yes. Well, right now I'm currently president of Permian Basin TASPO and trying to get some things set up with our service center and TASPO on what we can do. I think we will try to get this first one set up here in September. Those are things that we restructured our affiliate to, because when you have people traveling 3 hours, 4 hours to come to an hour-long meeting, you're not going to get very many. So we try to structure ours around a class, a workshop that's all day. That way it gives them the opportunity to say, yes, it's worth me leaving the office in order to go to that. So we have done that over the past couple of years while I've been president. And that is something that we want to continue. Now with Zoom, I think we'll be able to get a lot more people on. And so we'll have to restructure a little bit how we're doing that. But I think it'll be great to actually see a lot of folks that don't get a chance to come just because of the travel or the time it takes for them to be out of the office.
You know, that's a one positive that you could look at. Before doing Zoom meetings every single day, there were times when I just didn't get it. It, you know, you kind of like, how do I share my screen? It's like, now that's second nature. But also people that never did this type of video conferencing, now they're going to be more likely to participate in these types of meetings in the future. So Daryl, how long have you been at Midland ISD?
I started my first day on March 24th, and that was the day everybody went home. So it was a little different onboarding as I came into Midland ISD. Actually, I was hired during conference when we were at Houston. I flew out on Wednesday, went to the board meeting, flew back, and it was then I like I said, started on March 24th, but it was a little different. We have a pretty big building here, and my internet at home is not very good. So I continued to come in the office. So I had nearly the whole building to myself. Every once in a while, somebody would come in and grab something and go back home, that type of deal. But it was different. It took a little while to start learning things because I didn't have anybody here to share. But I will say the team here is excellent. You know, we've had four members that has gone through the Emerging Leader Program. Each one of them has elevated themselves into director and executive director roles as they have gone through that program. We actually have two that has signed up now to go through this new program. And so the team here is just awesome. We were able to set everybody up with laptops and communicate and different things like that. It was able to just, it was seamless, like Julie said before, just going through everything. I still see somebody in the hall and I don't know who they are yet because we're just getting back and trying to, you know, you only see their eyes now because everybody has on their mask. But it has been different. You know, holding board meetings, Zoom or online. And when I first started here, you know, I moved from Alpine, that was 1,000 students, to Greenwood, that grew while I was there, to 3,000 students, to a district that's 26,000 students. And so each time you make that change, you know, you feel like you have to step up your game a little bit. And so, but it has been really a lot easier than I thought it was going to be just because of staff that is available here at Midland. It's been great.
Good. And now, Julie, you were talking about the uniqueness of hiring people during this.
Yeah. So since the COVID situation hit, we've had two what I would call crucial hires. One was a cabinet level position. It was the assistant soup for teaching and learning. And then within my department, which I have three staff in the business office, one of them went to another district. And so we brought on a new person. And it's very different because the total process was online. And I'm one of those people, one of the things that when I'm interviewing somebody, I'm going to shake their hand and I'm going to make a partial judgment just on how they shake my hand. And so none of that could happen. So, you know, we were doing it all online and you don't get to see people's body language, which, you know, that can be very telling sometimes. But overall, the process did work well. We've been very, very happy with the hires we made, but it was just, especially the first time we did it, doing it totally online, because what happened with that is the cabinet members were all socially distanced in a room, and then we had to remember, oh, we were getting feedback, so we all had to remember to bring headphones so that we wouldn't have feedback as we were in the room, and yeah. So it was a learning process for us, but overall, it's turned out well from the hiring side.
Okay, I'm going to finish up asking you if you remember when you were the new person in your first days in public education.
So first days in public education would have been in the late 90s. And I remember, you know, just having my own computer was a big deal because it, you know, that was still new. And the other thing, the big thing I think where we've really progressed is, so our accounting software system wasn't online then. So especially during budget season, you know, I had to go into the office Saturdays and Sundays during budget time to get all that done. So it's been great because I think now what would have happened with the world we're in now with the pandemic, how we would have gotten things done. So having the technology that we have now, even though it's got a blip here and now, but just having that has made our job so much easier because, like I said before, it was Saturdays and Sundays, you know, forced into the office. Other than that, what I think has stayed constant, though, is we are still here for the kids. And that's what I tell all of my staff. We're not in, you know, in the classrooms. but we all have a job because we're here to take care of those kids. And I still see that same spirit with everything that I do.
All right, Daryl, tell us a story about your first days in public education.
Well, many of you know I came in from the banking world, and my first day, there was a TEA monitor there for finance. There was auditors there, and the school was in a negative fund balance. So it was a little different onboarding on that one, too. I think it was kind of shocking, and sitting here, a lot of pressure, talking about learn by fire. I had to learn school finance in a heartbeat to really get the district back where they needed to go and set everything where we needed to be. And so, yes, it was a little difficult as I walked in the door and got met at the door with auditors and met at the door with a TEA monitor. And
I can see how that could be intimidating.
It was welcome to school finance. Yes. So yeah, it was different. So, but it's been the best decision of my life to be in education. I don't think I would want to be in anything else, doing anything else. It's been a great change from what I started off in the beginning of my career. Never looked back. It's been awesome.
I appreciate both of y'all's time. And thank you for taking time out of your day to do this episode. I think this is the second official one. So hopefully, you know, it'll be historic. You can look back and go, hey, I was in the second TASBO cast.
Well, thank you. It's been great.
Yeah. Tom, we thank all the work that you and the rest of the TASBO staff are doing, because I know Daryl will agree. We couldn't do our jobs without TASBO and the support that we have, you know, through the Connect community, the Center for School Finance. It just helps plug all the holes, and it has the place for us to go to get those answers. So thank you.
We appreciate your support, and we'll have to do this again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.